Good morning. This is Mark Goh with Tupthard Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August the 7th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a half a cent, September wheat down 2 cents, and November beans up a penny. Currently, we've got the dollar down just 12 ticks, crude oil down $1.40 a barrel. We've got gold up $23, over $1,500 an ounce. Silver's up 50 cents an ounce, trading almost at $17 an ounce. The bonds are up over 2 full basis points. The world still is trying to adjust to all the trade news and currency war nonsense that's out there. The Chinese claim they're not manipulating the currency by pushing it down. They're actually trying to support it. Contrary to what the president is telling us, he's claiming currency manipulation. The Chinese saying, if anything, they're buying the yen, the yuan, and not selling it. So who do you want to believe? We did sell 165,000 metric tons of beans to China. Let me rephrase that. We sold 165,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. It is most likely China. China came out with a statement that said to their media, their grain buyers, don't buy any more U.S. products. The market went down, basically, and I think it's just giving the Chinese a chance to buy grain at cheaper prices out here. Do they need a lot of grain? No, but they bought a little bit. And that's just our opinion. You know, who knows? It could be somebody else, but my guess it's China. But I think weather is going to start taking, you know, center stage here. We're in the heading into the second week in August. No real rains out there. It's not hot, but we don't see any rains really until next week. And then, you know, these rains keep popping up like in the 7 or 8 day forecast at the end, but they don't materialize. And I think that pattern is going to continue here. So at some point, the market ought to sit up and take notice. The big question is, you know, what are they going to do on the WASDE reports? You know, demand we know is going to be curbed. Is supply going to offset that by being much lower? I doubt the USDA is going to tell us the truth on the corn. If they come out with any numbers that are even closer, even higher than what they were, I think it's a big mistake. And yes, it is possible that the USDA could raise corn acres, but you know, I think it's fairly unlikely. And in fact, whatever number they give us, if it doesn't show a 4 or 5 million acre break, it's a nonsense number. At any rate, the weather, I think, is going to take center stage here. The outside markets are going to take center stage. I think people want to get out of equities and into something more solid, which is why gold and silver are so strong and the bond market is so strong. And that tells me we could see money coming out of stocks and into commodities. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.